Where did you think you were coming today?
To see you, ma'am.
The judge has a few friendly words of caution.
You have family and friends?
Yes, ma'am.
You don't want them to see you eviscerated on television, do you?
No, ma'am.
So he better stay on the straight and narrow.
Because you never know where I'm going. I'm like a viper.
I understand, ma'am. I'll
go back and forth and back and forth.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheinlein. The people are... This is Judge Judy. Zena Lewis is suing Ray Stankiewicz for the return of her trailer. Ray claims the trailer has been sold.
Order. All rise.
Case number 123 on the calendar in the matter of Lewis versus Stankiewicz.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Judge parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Folks, have a seat.
Mr. Stankiewicz, about a year and a half ago, you came into possession of a trailer. And at some point in its history, that trailer had belonged to Miss Lewis. Trust me, it had belonged to her.
Yes, ma'am.
You came into possession of the trailer in what month and year?
It was September 2012.
Can you describe the trailer to me, sir? What do you use it for?
It was a travel trailer, ma'am.
What is that?
A Terry travel trailer you hook up behind a truck. You can go camping with. A travel trailer.
Do you have a picture of it?
No, ma'am.
Why not? It would make it easier for me if you had a picture.
I apologize, I didn't have one.
Is it on your property?
No, ma'am.
Where is it?
It has been sold.
You sold it?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, Mr. Stankiewicz, that was nasty of you to do that. When did you sell it? You better come up with a good answer, Mr. Stankiewicz, because you have family and friends.
Yes, ma'am.
You don't want them to see you eviscerated on television, do you?
No, ma'am.
You didn't tell me in your answer that you had sold the trailer, Mr. Stankiewicz. Is there a reason for that, sir?
When I gave you my answer, ma'am, I hadn't sold it yet because there was a lien on it, a storage lien on it. When it came clear, then I was able to sell it. And Mrs. Lewis told him that.
Just a minute.
All right.
I'll get back to you in a second.
Yes, ma'am.
What's your name?
Robert.
Robert?
Yes.
Is he a friend of yours?
Yes.
Can you tell that I'm beginning not to like him?
Mm-hmm. I can fix this.
Do you have the trailer?
No, I do not.
Then you can't fix it. Mm-hmm. We'll get back to you in a minute, Robert.
Okay.
You owned a trailer, a camper trailer. Is that what it was?
I have pictures of it.
Great. Bird, would you get the picture that sure. She has of her trailer? Don't cry, madam. You haven't been with your trailer for a couple of years and you haven't missed it. So it's a trailer. It's not a cat or a dog. Okay, so this is a 24-year-old Terry travel trailer.
Yes, ma'am.
Great. And it sort of looks like this, sir?
Yes, ma'am.
Great. And at some point, Miss Lewis, you had your trailer parked at a house.
Yes, where I lived.
And then you got arrested and you went to jail.
Yes, ma'am.
And the trailer stayed there.
Yes, ma'am.
And the person who owned that property where you lived got disgusted with having the trailer there. At some point called Mr. Stankiewicz and said, if you want it, haul it off. That's how you got possession of the trailer.
That's not true.
Shh. You were in jail. You don't know.
Okay.
How did you get possession of the trailer?
I was asked if I could come move the trailer off the property.
By whom?
Robert, see me right here.
Robert, so you were the one that called him and said, you want this trailer? Come and get it off the property.
Yes.
And you came into possession of the trailer in September of 2012.
Yes.
Did you use it, Mr. Stankiewicz?
No, ma'am.
What did you do with it?
It was parked at my residence.
You never took it on a trip?
No, ma'am.
Why not?
Because the axles under it were bent up, so you can't take it nowhere. So it was parked at my residence.
So you couldn't move it?
No, you couldn't go camping with it. You could move it, but you could not go camping with it. You know what I mean? I'm saying you're going 5 miles an hour down the highway. That's the fastest you could go. It needed repairs.
And you didn't repair it?
Not at that time.
Yes, ma'am, I did. Mr. Stankiewicz, I don't want you to think, sir, that you're going to think of an answer and where I'm going with it.
I realize that.
Do you understand?
Yes, ma'am.
Because you never know where I'm going. I'm like a viper.
I understand, ma'am.
Go back and forth and back and forth.
I've seen you, I've watched many of your shows, I understand.
That's right, Mr. Stankiewicz. So in what month and year did you fix it?
I fixed it in January of 2013.
And you don't look like a stupid man, Mr. Stankiewicz. So you wouldn't spend time and money fixing something that you didn't intend to use, right?
Right.
And according to you, if I believed you, and I'm not right there yet, but you had this trailer at least for a year before you sold it. Now, you fixed it in January of 2013. Between January of 2013 and January 2014, now you got a fixed trailer. How many times did you use it?
I didn't use it one time, ma'am.
Well, then why would you be such a fool, sir, to spend money on something and not use it?
Okay, this is what happened, ma'am. Bob Seavey got a hold of me.
Just a second.
I'm just wondering, thanks. You're getting too far ahead of me, yo.
No.
Okay.
I'm not getting too far ahead of myself.
Because I had it two months after I fixed it, I sold it. I sold it in April.
Of what year?
2013.
Then, Mr. Stankiewicz, you lied to me 5 minutes ago. You said to me here, where you didn't tell me that you sold it.
Right.
And you didn't tell any of my clerks that you sold it.
Right.
And this was this month, which is 2014. And you said to me, when I wrote out this answer, I hadn't sold it, but I just sold it as soon as the lien became finalized. Mm. Well, that can't be. Those two things are totally inconsistent, sir. Either you sold it in 2013 or you sold it in 2014.
I never had it in 2014, ma'am. This was all resolved that was a leak.
This is your sworn answer.
Can I get an exam, ma'am? I'd like to take a look at that, please.
I want you to show him the one that he signed. I just have a copy, sir, but this is your answer. Just show me where you say you sold it.
It doesn't say nothing about me selling it on here.
But that's what I said.
Because no one asked me if I had it or did I sell it at that time. Point.
You mean you didn't think that that was relevant in all this other baloney that you wrote down here? My friend and witness, Robert, asked me to move a trailer. So I filed in February of 2013 a $500 lien for storage of the trailer. You don't think that it's relevant here? Anywhere in this story sold it?
Yes, ma'am. I should have said I sold it. I didn't. Okay. But I sold it in 2013, not 14.
I want the name of the person you sold it to.
Roberto Isabella Sal.
Perfect.
I sold it 3 months, April 1st at 11 o'clock, 2013.
I'd like to see your bills for fixing the trailer.
The bills for fixing? Well, I don't have nothing to add.
Well, where did you think you were coming today?
To see you, ma'am.
So?
Up to last Saturday, I didn't know I was coming back in front of you again because I came here once and it was a no-show. So I'd have just this Saturday. She never showed up the first time I was coming down here.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so this is
she
all
didn't
came,
show up? Because I know I'm always here.
Well, I was here too, man. I mean, I'm on time too. I was here. But
Mr. Stankiewicz, how much did you pay to have the trailer repaired?
I did the manual labor. I did that. I bought the axles and stuff.
How much did it cost you?
I paid $210 for each axle.
How many axles were there?
It was a tandem axle. It's got two axles on it.
You paid $210. That's $420 for the axles?
Yeah, and it was like hundreds of dollars for setting to cut the stuff out and put it back.
So, oh my God. So let's say you spent...
So I probably had more than $500 in it.
You had, so far you told me about more than $500 into it, but it didn't cost you anything.
No, ma'am, you're right.
And you sold it for $1,900.
You're right.
When for the first time, Mr. Stankiewicz, did Miss Lewis come to your house inquiring about her trailer?
First of March of 2013.
Before you had sold it?
Yes, ma'am. And she came here at midnight on a Saturday night.
Now I'm going to go to Miss Lewis.
Yes, ma'am.
Robert told you that he had your trailer.
No, Robert didn't tell me he had a trailer. I didn't even know Robert had been on my property until right now.
Just a second. How did you find out he had your trailer?
Oh, through my landlord that was storing my things, kept having vandalism on the property.
But Robert wasn't your landlord?
No.
How do you know Robert?
I know him through acquaintances.
Robert, stand up. This is getting more fascinating to me. How did you have anything to do with this trailer?
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
I was incarcerated again, and I was unable to make it to the show.
Well, you didn't file to come here. You filed...
Right, I just filed for small claims.
Because somebody contacted you and said, would you like to be foolish enough to let...
Right. Yeah, that's what they said.
real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Zena Lewis claims Ray Stankiewicz stole her trailer while she was in jail.
Okay, how did you have anything to do with this trailer?
The person she put in charge of moving herself out of her property while she was incarcerated came to me because I financed the whole thing. She had a dog that went to a kennel. There's a $1,500 bill. Okay, I mean, that's just the tip of the iceberg.
I just want to know how you got the trailer.
I was in charge of, like, getting trailers and loading stuff out of the house, you know, but then, you know, I was keeping most of it in my house. But I ran out of room quick because there were motor homes, there were travel trailers, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, so Ray had room in his house. So I called Ray. I said, Ray, I got a trailer over here, a couple of trailers I need to, you know, get off the property.
How many is a couple?
There's probably about three trailers.
He had a heyday stealing my stuff.
What?
They just had a heyday stealing my
things. Just a second. How many trailers did you have?
I had about three or four.
What did you use the trailers for?
We had a large property, and we used it for moving things and different things like that. Some of them were travel trailers. Some of them were haulers to haul items on. They weren't all live-in trailers.
Where are the rest of them?
My landlord had them for me.
Your landlord still has them?
No, now I have them.
When did you get them back from your landlord?
When I got released, I went.
What month?
December 10th, 2012.
Listen to me.
Yes.
In December of 2012, you got released the first time.
Yes, ma'am.
And you got back your first two trailers.
I got back two trailers.
Great. Now, at some point you found out that Mr. Stankiewicz had your trailer.
Yes, ma'am.
And you went to his house. That was in March of 2013.
Yes, ma'am.
And you saw your trailer.
Yes.
I want you to tell me what you said to Mr. Stankiewicz and what he said to you.
I told Mr. Stankiewicz that he was in possession of a stolen trailer, that I was the owner of it, that I had been incarcerated, and that people had been going onto my property stealing my things. I showed him proof of ownership of the trailer.
What was your proof of ownership?
I have it, the title and...
I'd like to see that.
Yes, ma'am. Here's the title as hooked on to the rest of the DMV.
I'd like to see.
Okay. The title's on the back page. She signed it over to me. Here's the release of transfer to DMV.
Who's Robert?
That's my husband.
So you and your husband own this?
Yes.
Okay, fine. So you went to him and showed him proof that you owned this.
Yes, ma'am.
And he was in possession of stolen property.
Right.
And what did he say?
He said that he was aware that I was in jail, and he purchased the trailer. And I said...
From whom?
From a Mr. Lopez.
Mr. Stankiewicz. And?
And I asked him, well, why would you purchase it from Mr. Lopez? It wasn't his trailer. And he said, well, he told me I could buy it. And I paid $500 for it, and if you want your trailer back, you'll have to pay me back the $500.
And you said?
And I said, I'm not going to pay for my own trailer. I told him I didn't want to involve authorities, that if he'd just be kind enough to return my trailer, we could just squash this and forget that he had stolen it from me.
Now, we're talking about over a year ago.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so?
So then I went to the police to get my trailer back.
And?
And the police told me it was a civil matter at the time.
Okay.
And so I went right away down and I filed. Then I was incarcerated again, and I was unable to make it to the show.
Well, you didn't file to come here. You filed...
No, I just filed for small claims.
Correct. Small claims court. Somebody contacted you.
Yes, ma'am.
And said, would you like to be foolish enough to let...
Right. Yeah, that's what they said.
I don't know how they operate.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Listen to me.
Judge Judy, can I ask you a question, ma'am?
No, listen to me. I don't answer your question. Where's your title?
She showed me no proof that was hers.
Listen to me. You are a scam artist.
I'm not
a...
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Zena Lewis says Ray Stankiewicz stole her trailer while she was serving time in jail.
Okay, and?
So then I went to the police to get my trailer back.
And?
The police told me it was a civil matter at the time.
Okay.
Okay, and so I went right away down and I filed. Then I was incarcerated again.
And then you were incarcerated again for what?
For a violation of my probation. It's not for theft, though.
And then? And then he sold your trailer.
Well, he had sold my trailer, I believe, before I was ever incarcerated again.
Listen to me. Mr. Stankiewicz is not going to be able to profit from what he knew was a piece of property that was at issue with regard to ownership. I want you to pay careful attention to me, Mr. Stankiewicz. If you paid somebody $1,900 for this trailer and they said, you know what, I had the title, it was burned, I couldn't find it, but it's my trailer, and you paid a reasonable amount of money for it, courts look at you differently. In your case, you paid nothing for it. And shortly after it came into your possession, you were notified by the plaintiff, showing you proof of title that she was the owner. You even acknowledge when you say, I put a storage lien of $500 on it because I said that I was storing it. Well, you can't make a unilateral contract. She didn't contract with you to store the stuff on your property. So what you did was you did not allow authorities to make a decision as to whether you had a right to do anything with this. Unless you're prepared to show me a document that said that you were aware who the owner was when you filed your storage lien. Did you file a storage lien?
Yes, ma'am.
Who did you say the owner was?
Can I speak for a minute?
Who did you say the owner was?
I didn't know who the owner was, ma'am.
What?
I did not know who the owner was.
Well, you knew as of March of 2013.
No, I did not, ma'am.
Yes, you did, because that's when you said she came to your house at midnight.
She came to my house, ma'am. She showed me a... She showed me an organ title, right?
Listen to me. You told me she came to your house.
She came to my house? She showed me an organ title, but her name nowhere on it. I didn't know who she was. That all the other registration paper there wasn't with that. She just said, go ahead.
I have the title.
You have a title?
I have the title. Listen to me, careful.
Okay.
You said to me that you filed a lien and waited for it to become perfected before you sold it a month after she came to your house and said, you have my trailer. You can't do that.
Okay.
There was never a lien put on it.
Listen to
me. Judy, can I ask you a question, ma'am? Just let me talk real quick. That title there, that title you got there in your hands, that Oregon title, was that that other California? No, excuse me.
Listen to me. I don't answer your question. Where's your title? Where's your title?
There was nothing. She showed me no proof that was hers.
Listen to me. You are a scam artist.
I'm not going to.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Are you the victim of a scam? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Sir, you've told me three different stories. I wouldn't have faulted you if in March of 2013, when she came to you and said, this is my trailer, and you knew sort of how it came into your possession, you certainly could have gone back to Bob over here, and from Bob over here, you would have understood that the trailer actually belonged to her. And she was incarcerated, but as soon as she could, she put back some of her property, and then she tried to get this remaining piece of property that had been removed without her consent and given to you.
Did you look on that paperwork she got there where it states the date that was registered to her? Did you look at that and tell me?
Is it your trailer?
It was as a...
It wasn't your trailer to sell. Ugh, I can't deal with it
anymore.
Just listen
to
me. Miss Lewis, he sold the trailer, he says, for $1,900. That's possible. He says he doesn't have it anymore. Whatever it is, he doesn't have it.
Yes, ma'am.
He can't make a profit from something that he did that he knows was wrong.
Right.
And he knows it was wrong. As of March of 2013, he knew it was wrong. He knew he was playing fast and furious with what the right thing was.
Yes, ma'am.
So he could have called his friend and said, you know what? Is this her trailer? Let her take it. If she can get it off the property, she can get it off the property. I'll give it 2 days. Could have done that. He chose not to do it.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, unfortunately for you, you got busted again.
Right, exactly.
You know, but that doesn't excuse him, and he can't make a profit from it.
Right.
So I'm awarding you the $1,900 he got from selling it. That's all. Goodbye.
These are excuses. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
I pick up her phone, and it's a guy. I said, you need to get your stuff, and you need to be gone.
But did she really get the boot?
He kicked me in my nose, and I had blood spatters on my pants to prove it.
Judge Judy.
My
landlord was holding it for me, and he just kept having vandalism done on the property.
I gave her the opportunity to buy it back for $500, and she said she would. The next thing I know, she brought the law.
People kept going on and stealing my things because they knew I wasn't there.
I notified the Department of Motor Vehicles. They told me what I needed to do was file a lien on it.
I, you know, got back what I could that my landlord was able to keep for me, and I went searching for my other property that was taken.
She showed me a title. Oregon title was someone else's name on the back of it, not even her name.
The title is from Oregon, but it's signed over to me and my husband.
I understand people go to jail, things happen. I was willing to work with her, but she made it like I was trying to rip her off. I wasn't ripping nobody off.
Don't go to jail. Right.